This is HMM correspondent Anna Cowie, and I'm here with Mike Ewall. He is the founder and director of the Energy Justice Network, and he is also the attorney who authored the Albany Clean Air Law. Hi, Mike.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah. To get us started, can you talk about how you got involved in working on the Albany Clean Air Law?
Sure. So this actually started in 2017 in Connecticut, where they were looking at closing and replacing the biggest trash incinerator in Connecticut, which is in Hartford, which just this past week announced is going to actually close. But one of the three options they were looking at to replace it was to take one third of the trash from Connecticut that was going to that incinerator and bring it to Albany County to burn in Lafarge's cement kiln in the town of Queens near Ravenna. This is the world's largest cement corporation, and they're one of the biggest polluters and worst polluters by many measures in the whole state, even after their modernization they did a few years ago. And it was a surprise when I notified the village of Ravenna's elected officials, the town of Queens' elected officials, and the entire county legislature over the winter holiday in December 2017, right before this was coming to a head in Connecticut, and said, hey, did you know that one of the proposals they're considering is to burn all this trash for decades to come in your county? And the local officials went crazy. They were like, what? What are you talking about? And they quickly stood up against it. I drafted resolutions that all of them passed. Majority of each body came out against it. The plant manager said, oh, I had no idea about this. We never planned to do that, even though it was in writing and their higher-ups did know this. And they backtracked and put an ad in the paper and said, we would never burn trash. Victory right there, right? And Connecticut went with a different option. But then Lafarge doubled down and said, at their plant sitting right next to a high school with a giant limestone mine on the other side of the high school, so it's already a bad situation. They said, but we really want to burn tires, millions of tires a year next to this high school at their plant. So we battled them for a couple years. The town hired me, town of Queens, hired me to draft a local clean air law, which they passed unanimously in March of 2019. And that effectively banned them from burning any kind of waste in their kiln. So big victory, except that the Republicans ran a slate against the three Democrats of the five town board members, which were the only three votes that were in favor, and they were the only ones that were up for election. And industry-funded Republican slate took over the town board in that November. So now they're all Republican. They are all apparently in favor of Lafarge burning tires or of not enforcing this clean air law. They have not repealed it, but they plan on not enforcing it. So that's what brought it up to the county level. So we knew, and folks introduced me to these issues around Norlite being the only commercial hazardous waste incinerator in the state of New York and one of not many in the entire country. We didn't know about this firefighting film yet, but we started working with county legislators on passing a law at the county level so we can address both facilities that way. And that's what got me involved.
And then can you talk specifically about the Albany Clean Air Law, otherwise known as Local Law B? What is it? And if the law is passed, what would it do?
Sure. So the intent behind it, which is a little bit different than what it would do, there's still some issues going on, but the intent is to make sure that there can't be any large scale or actually any scale waste burning going on in the county at industrial facilities. So if Lafarge wants to start burning tires, the intent is to not allow that. If Norlite wants to be burning this firefighting foam, this pretty toxic stuff that they experimented burning for a couple years recently, the intent is to not allow that. However, they already burn hazardous waste, and the intent is not to stop companies from doing stuff they're already doing, but prevent new waste burning facilities from existing in the county.
Are there any polluters in the region that would be severely impacted by this law? Is anybody looking to start burning things that they haven't been burning that you know of?
That's basically just Lafarge trying to burn millions of tires a year where they currently burn coal and are looking at switching a year to natural gas, which would be differently bad, but not as locally polluting. But neither is as bad as burning tires. And so it would keep them from burning tires or trash or any other types of waste. In the case of Norlite, they would still be allowed to burn hazardous waste if the laws work the way it's intended to. But it would not allow them to start burning other kinds of waste like this firefighting foam. And any new companies or existing ones trying to get into waste burning would also be prohibited.
So this is a pretty big law, and you've mentioned that you've worked on laws that are similar to this law before, like the Queeman's Law. Why do you think it's important that this type of law is passed?
Well, it's important because the state does not do its job. We see at Norlite that they were allowed to be out of compliance or in violation for, I forget how many hours. It was some astounding amount of like tens of thousands of hours. I'm not clear what the number is, but they were allowed to be out of compliance in a major way for years. And we see the same stuff going on historically with Lafarge being such a huge polluter. And it took until EPA stepped in and did a consent order that forced them into the modernization that they did a few years ago. And of course, even after that, they're still one of the worst polluters in the state. But nonetheless, the state is not an aggressive enforcer. They do not do their job. We cannot count on the Department of Environmental Conservation to aggressively ensure that there is adequate monitoring, like real-time continuous monitoring for these different pollutants, that they are there to make sure that they go over the line at any point. They're fined an amount that is actually more than the cost of doing business. Because what happens is, if they do get fined in rare cases that they get caught with something that's over a limit, and the limits themselves aren't even protective in the first place, but they give them the slap on the wrist, little fines, and those don't do anything. It has not caused companies to change their behavior. They're just like, okay, well, we'll just pay this little traffic ticket and keep moving on. And that's part of the problem. So we need local governments to use the rights that they're clearly given in federal and state law to be more protective of public health and pass laws like Queeman's did, but actually enforce them. And that's what we're hoping the county will do.
As you just mentioned, this is a law that is focused around public health, but it hasn't gone through yet. Can you discuss some of the challenges that this law is facing right now?
Wow. Well, you've heard the idea of legislation and the legislative process being like sausage making, like something that you would not want to see how it's made. That describes this perfectly. This is a bill that I drafted that county legislators, particularly not the legislators, but the lawyers working for the legislators, have been back and forth with us with at least 10 different versions in the past, at least 8 months at this point, to constantly put up roadblocks and say, oh, well, there's this problem with it. And we're like, no, that's not true. Here's two federal court cases saying, you know, equal protection is not a problem. So stop telling us that. Oh, and then they'll come back and say, oh, well, what if they have contracts? We're like, okay, here's the evidence from the state that no companies have contracts to burn these kinds of waste already. So stop bothering us with that. And then they come up with another excuse. And it's just been back and forth, back and forth. And they won't even have a straight up conversation with me as a lawyer having drafted these laws or any of the other advocates working on it. They want to only deal with the legislative sponsor. And so we're planning this, like, pass the message back and forth with the county lawyers, who, even though we give them language that will do what we're intending to do and what they seem to also be intending to do, and they'll come back and say, no, we can't do it that way, we have to do it another way. And then they'll hand us back language that, like, well, this is not going to work. This is the loophole here. This is going to either be too tight or too loose, but it's not going to work, and you're going to end up not accomplishing anything. And that's where we are right now. They have a version of the bill that we're going to have to be testifying critically of at this hearing coming up next week, because it doesn't do the job it's intended to do.
You just mentioned a hearing that is going to be happening on July 28th. Can you talk about what this hearing is going to look like and if there are any ways for people to get involved in helping this law?
Absolutely. So I believe this is going to be on Zoom. A lot of meetings have been lately. And it's something where I don't know the exact process, but you may have to sign up in advance. I would look on the county's website and make sure you know the process. But sign up for the hearing. get on the Zoom if that's the only way to do it. I don't know if they're doing anything in person at this point. And just speak up and say, you know, we want this law to do what it's intended to do and make sure that there can't be any new waste burning going on in the county, and that they need to close the loopholes that have been put in there. Not that I think they're necessarily intentional. I think they're just being sloppy, but they need to fix those loopholes so it does what it's supposed to do.
Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That was Mike Ewall, the founder and director of the Energy Justice Network, and the attorney who wrote the Albany Clean Air Law.